Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We have a series of svaris and kal vachomers that on the basis of these kal vachomers it should come out certain dinim, and the dinim are not true. Let's see first, we have the two dots. Today's daf yud zayin, we're on tes zayin amud beis on our rava. We're going to go through this quickly because, we're going to see what should really come out, but be aware in the end that the din is not like any of these, just about. Amar Rava. Laishanu, what we say, the Gemara says, Aynan Puzzle. Now, remember we had the topic like we said yesterday. What is the din of an Aynan? Let's remember a couple of these things. An Aynan, is an Aynan good to be makrav in a baba? Gemara had to study them. It's not really 100% clear whether or not an Aynan is allowed to be makrav and above a bum. Of course, a Zohar could do it. That sometimes it's not pashut. A Zohar could do it. Whereas a Shaila in Megillah, in the Rishalmi, whether an Isha is able to be makrav and above. There's a Tesefta that we learned out that an Isha is able to be makrav and above. An Isha is able to be makrav and above, according to the Maskana. It's a Tesefta in Seif Zvachim that the Isha is able to do it. An Aynan, could an Aynan be makrav? We have two tzadim here in the Gemara, whether it could do it. What about Yoshev? Yoshev is allowed to be makrav and above. The reason is because only Lifnei Hashem, Lamed, the whole din of Amida is only where it's Lifnei Hashem here, you don't have that. Here the Gemara brings Amar Rava by the two that's Laishanu. We were saying Aynan Pasal Amar Rava Laishanu Ela Mekar Ben Yachid. It should come out only by a carbon yachid. By an Aynan, by a carbon seaboard, it should not be like that. An Aynan should be able to be makrim of a carbon seaboard, baratza. Why? Kavachemer mituba. Matuba shalayhutra bichlala. Eitzel kayen gadol be carbon yachid. We know the call is tuba hutra mit seaboard, chayyib mit seaboard. But it only applies by a seaboard. It does not apply by a carbon yachid. Even though an Aynon by a Kayin Gadol is allowed to do it. A Kayin Gadol is allowed to be makrav by Aynon, even though a Kayin Gadol is not allowed to be makrav by Tuma. So what's more chomer? Comes out should really be, Tuma is more chomer. I will get, machalo. Michlolo, ain't so Kayin Gadol be carbon yachid. Nachalo. Amar of Leishanu ala be carbon yachid. That an Aynan is possible. A carbon, Tzibur, Meratze, Kavachayber, Mituba. Matuba, Shlehu, Shemachlolei, Tokoye, Gadol, Bekarben, Yachid. It's so Chaber, Tuba, Hutra, Eitzelhed, Yet, Bekarben, Tzibur. Even if it's not the Avaida of a Kayin Gadol, anybody who does it, a regular Kayin, does it by carbon, Tzibur, Tuba, Hutra. Aninus. What about an Aina and Shahudra Bichlala? Look how cool, how cool it is. Ain't so Kayagadol, Bikarbet Yachid. Aina who did, isn't it a Kalvachaymer that Avadi should have the Kula? Shahudra Ain't so Kayin Hedyed, Bikarbet Sipur. That's what should come out of based on Cheshbet and rationale. Masim La Rava Mahilai, Lo Tutar Adidas, Ain't so Kayagadol, Bikarbet Yachid. You could say Fakir also, you could say another Cheshbet. Let Aninus not be mutter by Kayin Gadol Bekarben Yachid. Of course, we know that this is not true. But let's, in Cheshbon, in rationale, it should come out like that. Mikav HaFeimer. Umatuba shuhutreitz o Kayin Hedyid Bekarben Tzibur. Loi hutreitz o Kayin Gadol Bekarben Yachid. It's not mutter, tuba under any conditions. Aninus shalai hutreitz o Kayin Hedyid. The carbon seabor, there's never a heter for Aninus, the carbon seabor. Ain't no did, isn't it? The Kavachaymish Lahu Tutar, Eitzokain Gadol, the carbon yachid. That's what you come out in rationale. And not only that, more. The Tutar Tuba, Eitzokain Gadol, the carbon yachid. Maybe we should say even more. Matuma be mutter by a kai gadol by a carbon yachad become a chimer. Why? Umahani the shalai hutarates a kai nagin become a tzibur. There's never a heter of aninus. Tutra eitzel kai gadol by carbon yachad afal pikain its mutter even by a carbon yachad by a kai gadol. Tuma shahutra, of course that we know. Eitzel kayin hegit bekarpet tzibur. Tuma's always utra betzibur. So avadit should have to have the kula. And that a night that aninu says. Eino din shahutra eitzel kayin gadol even bekarpet yachid. Because how can it be more chomer than a nainan? For laihuta, another thing. Another conclusion we should draw on the basis of svaras. But lo, tutar, tuma, eitzel kayin hagid, the karban tzibur, let it not be mutter, and tuma, eitzel kayin hagid, by a karban tzibur. There should not be a din of tuma, hutra ben tzibur at all. Become a chaymer. Uba anina, shehutra eitzel kayin gadol, be karban yachid. Well, and lo, hutra eitzel kayin hagid, be karban tzibur, Tuma shalai hutra eitzel kayin gadol. The karban yachid. Eino din shlohututar bekayin hegid. Avad bekarban tzibor should not be mutter by karban tzibor either. So what are you doing over here? If you're going to start working with svaris, we don't know where coming or going over here. What should be the dinim? What should be the dinim? The dinim aren't going to make sense. So wait. Ella what? Ella, there are different ways to say the rationale. What should come out on the basis of svara? Ella, he can be prachachi, he can be prachachi, and therefore, what do we do? They can't kolchana v'chana take a meduchtei. We're back to where what the pasuk says. The mashmos of the pasuk, we don't make any kal v'chaymer. They all cancel each other out. We don't know whether we're coming or going with it. Rashi over here comes and therefore tells us, he can be prachachi. You could switch things around and come completely diametric opposite. That means opposite conclusions. The lo neda, ezei ben nidrish. We have no idea what should come out then on the basis of svara. Therefore, hilcha chalchana teka beduchta kichsin vasa stam. The way to stam, we just go with at face value. What the pasuk says, Kishahutra Aninus, when Aninus is mutter, when the pasuk says it, what's it talking about? And we take about what it's talking about, we leave it at face value, and we don't learn anything else from it. Kishahutra Aninus, Lekayagodol Stam, Ben Biyachamei Betzibur Hutra. Finished. That's it. We don't learn anything else out from it. Ukishenesra Lehenyet. When it becomes a sir, bein biyachid, bein bitzibur. That's it. We don't make any kamachaymers to change things. That's right. It becomes a sir by a kayin hegit. The only time that there is any kind of a heter whatsoever is by kayin gadol, by a kayin hegit. It's not, but they're even bitzibur. They're bein bitzibur. That's shahutra tuma bitzibur. When we have a pasuk for that, the pasuk is there, not there to be megala, and take it from there, use it as a springboard to go and learn other things, other drushes based on hermeneutics. You don't have that. Right? Af mekayin hegit, that's a shahutra tuma betzibor hutra, it's ahaf mekayin hegit, pasuk is not megala, saying it's only true by mekayin gadol, and also, like a shenesra, the carbon yachid nesra apakayin gadol. Once it's usher, it's usher for everybody. Even though the kabbal chaymer maybe should say that it's not like that. But if you're going to start with the kabbal chaymers, we don't know where to end. We're going to be going in circles, so we don't know what to do. Therefore, we just take every xeris hakosuf at face value. Therefore, if we have a xeris hakosuf of tumah hutra and tzibur, we take it at face value. You have a xeris hakosuf by an oinon that he's also except by a kayin gadol. We take it at face value, and that's it. That's it. That's it. We don't make any drushes when it comes to these dinim. Right. Okay. Now, I would love to come out. Remember, we wanted to know whether or not yesterday, remember, at the end? So let's out cup over here where everything comes from. How do we know? Two things. How do we know that a czar is usher to do avoda? What? We learned that from where? Either from, we have two points. To limudim. Either from the Nazru, because Shemene Yisrael of Aleichalalu, or we learn Mizar Leikra of Aleichem. That's the answer. How do you know that the czar is Mechalal the Avaida? Either from Aleichalalu, or the Kavachaymer from Balbom. We want to know even whether it makes enough Kamina. Whether or not, does it make enough Kamina from Mizar Leikra of Aleichem? Or do you learn that from the Yidazru? Remember, we had problems, very big problems. Tishut mizbeach apnimi in Yuma, Taisa says, you can do it without big day kahuna, which means you don't need kayin gadol to do it. I mean, you don't need even a kayin bikihuna. Afa pikein, a czar might passel. The Gemara says, what's the reason that a czar is not usher to do, how do we know that there's no chiyah misa by a czar to go do dishu mizbeach apnimi? They said, well, only because of the fact that it's avayda siluk. Haitzav the kafu machta. To go into the Kodesh Kodoshim to remove the kafu machta. How do we know that a czar cannot, there's not chiyah misa for that? Only because it's Avayda Siluk. There's no Chiyah Misa by Avayda Siluk from the Kodesh Kodoshim. Now, what do you mean? If you hold that a Haitzah of Kafu Machta is not an Avayda, like the Sheet of the Ramban, it's not an Avayda, it doesn't have to be a big an Avayda. So, like I say, why do you need a Pasuk? Why would you think that a Zohar is going to be Chayv if a Zohar did it? You have to have a Xer Sakosum, La Vedas Matodim, La Vedas Siluk. That was our problem that we had. And therefore, because of that, we said that the Gedder of Mishtotsu and Dvar Avram, that the Dvar Avram says, Al Svezor La Yikra Valechem, the Isser is not like the same thing that is Mechalul the Avaida. It's an Isser of trespassing or the domain of the Kayan. Similar, to avoid a salvium. I bechad my good gedol yeshuv ben chananya. Like the Gemara says, like the kabiachi misa from avoid a levi, going and impinging or trespassing, or the avoid of another levi. He's from the singers, the other one's from the gatekeepers. The other one's ashayarin, he's from the shayarin. The kabiachi misa, that also. That's what the gedder that we would have by a kayin, doesn't have to be, even if it's not an avayda, he doesn't even have to do it with big day kahuna. Maybe he doesn't have a din of it. We even had a problem, you know. It sounds funny. We even have a problem. Let's say a kayin gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodoshim in Yom Kippur, and he takes out the kafu machta, and he's not wearing any big day kahuna at all. What did he do wrong? Why does he have to wear big day kahuna? No. Yeah. It's not an avoda. The Ramban and the Chizkuni both say that it's not an avoda. Fine, okay, we hear. And it's an avoda. He can't go in. No, that's avoda. He can't go in because of birei kanis. That's avoda, 100%. But it's not a birei kanis. It's going in for a purpose. To let a czar do the same thing. What?
It's custodial. It's not an avoda.
It's custodial. All right, very shame. Yes, about that. Why does he have to wear big day kahuna? If he doesn't wear the big day kahuna, what's my rash? And he's not wearing big day kahuna. It's not an avoda anyway. By the way, we're not. There's no din to go in. There's no special din. I don't think we'd ever find a zazach to go into the Kodesh Kodashim that itself is mechayim to wear big day kahuna.
No,
then you have to wear big day kahuna only when you do avoda. You know, it's not an avoda, so let him go in without the big day kahuna.
He's walking around the azari.
He can only go in the tzarech avoda.
No, who? A regular kohen doesn't have to wear big tikkun. He walks around the Azara. No, he doesn't have to wear big tikkun when he does a shechita. He doesn't even have to wear big tikkun when he does a shechita of the carb. Only when he does the avoda. So let him go into the kodesh kadoshim, take it out. Then he doesn't have to wear the big day loving for. Let him not wear anything.
Except that gemiri, that you need to have 5 tefillos and 10 kedushin.
Yeah, all right.
That's halacha l'shem
Sinai. That's not a reason to have dafke to do it.
It's through the back door. I got it through the back door.
Pardon me?
Why is he allowed to be changed?
He's allowed you. Might have been going to be a problem of Me'ila, maybe even. Aryeh's even asking. It's probably, let's say you want to wear to be, what's the wear to be big kahuna? But he's not before you to do it. What?
Yeah, he does.
But the only thing he's doing. Yeah, I mean, that is not enough justification to do it. I mean, he needs some kind of an excuse. To do a tefillah at two Kiddushin Dayim Raglayims. But you do it only because it's necessary to do it. If you don't have to do it, so what do you do? What's he doing it for? But he's not playing games. I mean, he goes on his tayvel. He's tayvel and he does the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim because that require, what he does requires that. If it doesn't require it, so what are we doing? Play games? What do you have to go ahead and do and change to the tefillah of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim to do something that does not even require me to kahuna? That's like meeting Hayomer Azazach.
But isn't it part of the Tzura of the Avodah that he does?
Only, that's what we want to know. Why did such a thing come? Why did it's the Avodah? Without the, only because of the fact that it needs Avodah. That's only because what he's doing and the activity he's doing requires Big Day Kahuna. Without that, you don't need it. That's a problem.
Yeah. Does every single thing in Yom Kippur be done by the Kohen Gadol? Every single thing?
Yeah, that's Rabbi of the Mohammedans. Would that be? But not an Avodah.
He's a Kohen
Gadol
without God.
He can be, yeah, be a Kohen Gadol. You can be quite good without them, God. Yeah. All right. Bussi rak lahayir in this. It's not pushing. Why it should be like that? That so if you learn from the Zohar lo yikrav aleichem. All right, we can understand that. That is the answer. It's not a din of the havayin. It's din of trespassing. Tvul yayim. What did the Mishnah tell us? A tvul yayim is also someone that's mechal the havayin. Minala, how do you know that it's Vilyayim passes? Vilyayim again is a person who is Tomei. He goes out of his Tovel, and he has, as of yet, he's not completely Tahar until the night time comes. A Balkari, for example. Balkari doesn't have to bring any Karbonis, but when he's Tovel, he's still quasi Tomei until night time. And therefore, let's say he's a Tvul Yayim, he's not allowed to eat Truma. There are dinim of the head, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Let's say a person was Tovo, and he went into the Azara, into the Beis HaMikdash. At nighttime, he's going to be automatically Tahar. He's Chayef Karis. He's still going to be Chayef Karis. Tameh Yeyeh O to Masovo, where we say that he's going to be Tvul Yayim. But then again, He's not allowed to eat truma. He's allowed to eat truma in a case where he's merely what's a mechusar kippurim. But he's not allowed to eat it. That's the brachas, the base. In which case, so he's if he's a tvul yayim, he's not allowed to eat truma. But if he can't go into the base hamikdash, of course. But here we're saying a chiddush that if he's a tvul yayim, he's mechal the avoda. That yeah. And how do you know that? We know the Sadi Rab Simayim at Remez, the Twilayim Shimamat Chileho. We know, and how do you know if he did the Avaida? He's high up there, it's Machalit. Tamadana Kadeshim Yeyu Velo Yechalalu. He'd have to be Kadeshim Tahar, not to be Machal the Avaida. Now, Im Eino Inyan Latamei. Now, what is it coming to tell us? A person, which person is a mechal of the Avodah? Somebody that's Tamei. You don't need it for that. The Nafik Lehi V'Yinozru. We have V'Yinozru. V'Yinozru, because Shemineh Yisrael telling us that if he's Tamei, he's mechal of the Avodah. That's Beferish Bekrah, the way the Gemara learned before. We even heard that from over there, that a Zohar would not be able to do it. But certainly the Pasuk is speaking over there where he's Tameh. And you don't need it to come and tell me over here. So it extends the Chiddush and it builds on it. It's not only where it's completely Tameh, but even where it's merely a Tvil Yayim. Eimah Tereilu Indian. If you look over there at the Parsha, what Dinim is it talking about? Where it says that, Kedoshim Yeyu V'lo Yechalalu. It's talking about Karech Karcha L'mashchis Pasamkin. Maybe they're not talking about it. That's what it's talking about. A person does that, there's going to be a Chiyat Misa. Or he's Mechal the Avayda. Today I went to the Karech Karcha L'mashchis Pasamkin. Dimavad V'misa B'dalan. How do you know that he's going to be Chiyat Misa? The Gomar Chilul Chilul Mitruma. You learn it out from Chilul Chilul from Truma, Xeris Shavin. And the Pasul Betruba, Bachel Avaida. And their delight Pasul Betruba, if he doesn't Pasul Truma, no Pasul Betruba. Loma, we said, like we just got finished saying, it's well, he's not allowed to eat Truma. So therefore, if he's not allowed to eat Truma, he Pasul the Avaida. Again, Machalo. The Pasul Betruba, Bachel Avaida. The Lo Pasul Betruba, Lo Bachel Avaida. Amar Rabba Lab Labali the Kasab Rahmana Tame Utvul Yaim Umchusikipur. I need three Xeris Hakosavs. I need a Pasik that a Tame Pasels the Avaida Mchawit Utvul Yaim Mchusikipur that the Gemara says the Kasab Rahmana Tame, I would say. You know why he does it? He pasels it Shikain the Tame. He has such an intense tuma, he has mitame other people. Ut mitzvul yayim. Let's say he would only say it by tvul yayim. Mechusi kippurim lo asimid, I wouldn't know that. Why? Shekein. Pasul betruma. You know why tvul yayim is more chaber? He's not even allowed to eat truma. Mechusi kippurim is allowed to eat truma. And therefore, since like mechusi kippurim, is a person that, in a sense, is more kal. Maybe it's not mechal the avayda. What about if it said it only by mechusin kippurim? I wouldn't know necessarily that it's vul yayim would be mechal. Why? La'asaminei. Shkei mechusin maisa. If I know that if mechusin kippurim, to take it off, it requires a mechusin maisa to extricate his state of tuba. What about a tvul yayim that doesn't require a whole begatza maisa carbon to extricate the tuma? It means it's easier for him to become tahar. No, so he has more of a shaykhus to the tahara. Maybe that person that does not require a major maisa to extricate the tuma, so he's not mechal the avayda either. Mechada lo asi, okay, lo asi, teisei chada mitarti. But maybe you should learn taka one from two. Like what? What do you mean? Which one should the Torah not say? Lo lichtum v'mechusiki purim v'teisei mehanach. Take tamei at tvul yayim and learn mechusiki purim out from there. Malal shikei psil b'truma. That, of course, on the basis of what we said, that would not make sense. You wouldn't be able to learn that out. Because it's more kal than the both of them. Ella la lichle rachmana mitzvul yayim. B'teise mehanach. What are you going to say? The ma'apai barchas. Ma'alaham shkein b'chusarim b'aise. What are you going to say? Because the other ones are b'chusar b'aise. This is not b'chusar b'aise. Now all of a sudden the Gemara says a new smara that the Gemara did not hold before. Saif klisha la tumasan. Side, it's true that over here it does not need a maisa, and therefore you would think maybe it's more tahar, but Aval became klisha la tumasan. The fact that the intensity of the tuma has been diminished, that is a reason not to be mechalik between tumul yayim and mechusa kippurim. Rashi over here says klisha la tumaso. The Mechusa Kippurim, Saif Kol Saif, it's an attenuated version of the Tuma, Shehrei Harav Shimshai. Saif called Saif, he had Harv Shemesh. Bisu Leka Pircha. So now what are you going to hear? Balasat and Marasar Havalet, the Marasat, the Havalet Chad Mi Mayu Nami, Shaina Machusar Maisa. Saif called Saif. If the Tuba itself is diminished, and Afal became its answer, it's going to be Machal the Avaina. You'll say the same thing. A little funny.
There's no effort.
And therefore, and Afal became the Torah says that it's Machal the Avaina, you'll say the same thing. Same as I, why do you, so in case you should be able to learn out one from two. Same as I, learn out one from two. So why not learn out one from two? But that the answer is the Gemara says, Kosovar, the Mechusar Kippurim is not more kal. Mechusar Kippurim, the Zav, Kezav Dami. The reason is because he holds, they have the deal that we have here is, what is the status of the Mechusar Kippurim? Rashi over here tells us, Mechusar Kippurim, the Zav, Kezav. Who are they? When we say Zav, it doesn't mean Davke Zav. It means there are other cases of Mechusar Kippurim also. Who are they? The Mitzayra. Same thing would apply by Mechusar Kippurim of a Mitzayra, the same thing. Mechusar Kippurim, the Zav, Kizav, Dami. What will happen if you hold that way? Meaning, Kachim, Shalohutar, Etzlo, there is nothing that became mutter to him. And Havalei Ki'ilu Leitaval, it's as if nothing happened into anything to rectify the matzav of the Ziva. The Im Achla Chayev Karis. If he eats Kachim, he's going to be Chayev Karis. Oh, even Im Naga Behu Timon. If he's going to be touched on Minagei or something, he's going to be Metameh him, Linus Ben Misha Mishani. That's the intensity of the tuba, which means it's as if nothing happened. The ziva is the same ziva. He loves like he's an avatuma, and the avatuma remains. Therefore, like kol shat tuma ain't so kachim klal. The gabe the kachim, it's not kal at all, and therefore you're not going to be able to learn it out. You wouldn't be able to learn something out. You wouldn't be able to learn out. It's full yayim from there. Because if you hold that Mechusar Kippurim Dezav is Kezav Dami. Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Tanai, he's not the Gemara. What is the din like that? It's totally in Tanayim, the Sanya, like we learned in the following Bryce, and whether this is true or not. So, when it comes to Parah Aduma, we're switching gears over here. When it comes to Parah Aduma, when they have to burn the para, and we all know the avaidas of para are good, but it's full yayim. Full yayim is good for avaidas para. But the sadia, sarfa einan, if an einan burnt the para, mechusar kippurim, kshera. The Tanakhama higher holds, if an einan burnt the para, or a mechusar kippurim, it's kosher. But Yosef Ababli Iber. No, Einan Ksherim. But Mechusar Kippurim is Psula. Here we have a Machlaikis whether Mechusar Kippurim is Pasul for Sreifas Parah. My love, Baka Miflagi. My Savar, what's the Machlaikis? Abtul Yaim is good, but not this. My Savar, Mechusar Kippurim, Dezav, Kizav Dabi. It blabs the same Avatuba unattenuated. Undiminished. Umar Sofar Lam Kizav Dami. The other one holds that he's not like his Zav, he's more Kal, similar to a Tvoyay. And then the Gemara, so we have this, what we're saying is going to be telling you this much like a Stadayim, love. The Chuliyam, everybody holds it's Kizav Dami. Aye, why would it be good? The Hacha Biflagi, it's, whether it's good or not by Para, is a separate much like a Stiksiv. When we have to remember the din of its full yayim, remember because of the tztukim and everything, so they held that if it's going full yayim can't do it, and we held that its full yayim is good by Parah, because of that they made takonis, that they do whatever they can do to lafuki from the dais of the tzdukim. B'hocha, b'hocha miflagi. What does it say by Avaitis Parah? B'hiza ha-tahar al-atameh. Michlal shehutameh. Limeid al-tvul yayim. Tahar t'mashma. He became tahar when he was previously tameh. Limeid al-tvul yayim. Shekosher b'parah. What did he become tamei? What did he become tamei with? How was he tamei? And we're saying now that he's good by parah. He became tamei. He became tahar from what kind of tumah? But a general tumah. Didn't say what kind of tumah. It means any kind of tumah. Even what? A regular kind of tumah. Tumah space. My samar tumah the chol ha-tayra kula. One holds that refers to tumah in general. What does that mean? Any kind of tumah, mashra, any kind of tumah. Even b'chusar kippurim, even zup, let's say b'stabay tumah zifa. Let's say b'stabay tumah saras. Could also be. Didn't say why he was tumah. Umar savar, no. Tumah, the hachparsha. What tumah? The tumah that, of the local tumah that we're talking about in that parsha, which is what? That's tumah space. And therefore the shaila we have is, where he became somewhat tahar from the local tumah, or somewhat tumah from the overall tumah, maybe even. He's good to do avodas para. That's the machlokes that we have. Gemar sava tumah the hachparsha hilkach. Einad et vol yayim. The tumah sheretz the keli. Also, that already you can learn out, become a chayber, mitzvul yayim, the mace. That you can do learn, you can learn out. A regular kind of mitzvul yayim, let's say I'm a sheretz. You can learn out from a mace, that is certainly you would be able to do. Have a mechusar kippurim, the zav, the chomer. Why is it more chomer, of course? The tumi yetzel lo migufo, that's a different kind of tuba. Tumi yetzel lo migufo, lo. And therefore, that you would not be able to learn it out from the Chiddush of a Tvul Yayim, that he's good by Avodas Parah. Maybe it only applies by the Tvul Yayim of a Tuba that does not have the Chaymer of the Tvul, where it says Yetzer Lo Migufo, we have Dinim. As we know that the Tuba, where it's Yetzer Lo Migufo, is much more Chaber than the Dinim, where it's not Yetzer Lo Migufo. No, here it's going to take out the etz of tuba, so I'm not to mechusar kippurim. Here it's saying out whether or not that he's a huh?
Saras dead migufa or not? Yeah.
Oh, well, we're talking about a zov anyway. We're talking about here, but it's also the same thing. Yeah, but it's also the same. It's not both. It's also when it's tuba scuba, something happened in the school. Yeah, not Yaitzah Migufa, but it's called also, it's similar to Yaitzah Migufa. Yeah, it's different. It's not like came from Tumas Maga. Remember, something happened. It's also Yaitzah Migufa. The Gugnus in Shtana. By Mitzayra. Therefore, it could have, it's much more Chomer. The Guf itself was affected. It didn't come merely from a transfer. It didn't come from a transfer from something else. It's a seminal tumor. No, that's not, no, because that might be like Maga. Balkari is only a Rishon. Remember, the Tumas of Balkari is not even, Balkari's not even a Navatuma, he's a Rishon. Yeah, but it's not. The Mar Psachim tells us it does not have the Chaimer of that. Balkari. Balkari's only a Rishon, he's not a Zov. Yeah, no, it's not good, it's a thing, no. Now what? And the Mishnah goes on. And the Mishnah is itemizing and making the list. Mechusar begadim minan. How do you know that mechusar begadim is mechal the avayda? What kind of a date is that? Amar Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yechonin Umatam Abishmeita Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. The Amar Krom. What does it say? Mechal garta oisam avneit aron uvanav. Mechal vashta lohem migbos. Put on the avneit. And the chavashta lohem boys put on the hats. The haisa lohem kahuna lechukas olam. And for them, if you put on the begadim, The kahunas ilam will apply by them. We learn that from here the drasha. Bizman shebigdayim aleihem, kahunasim aleihem. Calls bad that the begadim are on them. They have the status of kahuna. Ain bigdayim aleihem, if they're not doing the avaida with the big day kahuna, the begadim are not on them. Ain kahunas and aleihem, but at least with spekei avaida, they don't have the kahuna. What is it? So what do they have? They're blind like zarim, which means that kolzman they're doing the avaida and they're going to be regarded as kaihanim doing the avaida. They have to have the big day kahuna. If they're not, then they have a status of zarim. Now, our states one thing is pushed. If they go in there being making the seis kapayim, they don't have to wear big day kahuna, of course. It's like me to have a maris v'goyim. Of course, a kohen goes and will take kapashnis. Remember, I mentioned the Tais Yeshanim in Yuma, which is a pelting thing, a shver azach, that they should wear, the wear begotten by Maris Nagoyim. But the Pashto said it's not like that. There's no din of wearing it. Either having a Maris Nagoyim, that there is no din of Big Day Kahuna there. No din Big Day Kahuna. No din of Big Day Kahuna by the Seis Kapayim and Kayin Gais up to Duchen. No such thing.
How do you know that?
No, because it's Laban the Sharis. It's only Laban the Sharis, only by Sharis. But Avada, it's only when it's talking in the act of the Sharis. That's the Gemara, we're not here, but in Saita, it brings it here. That's why, it's Saita. We have them. What do you mean? See, you're learning it out from over here? See the way Rashi says here? You see, wait. Here's Shvalar. Look at the Rashi. V'hoysa lohem ha-levisha ha-zais li-kahuna. This levisha will serve by them as a kahuna. Alma kahunasa t'luya b'vigdeihe. V'ilo ha-veluzarim. The Tsar Ashka de Machal Avaida, as we know, of course, the Tsar is Machal Avaida, that's how we know that the Kayin is Machusar Megadim is going to be Machal the Avaida. Now, it's not that Pashit. That's very straightforward. Let's say we'd ask the following question. How do you know that if a Tsar is Makriv on a Bama, he does not have to wear Big Day Kahuna? The Gemara later on in Paris Chattas has a shayla. Maybe even if a Tsar is kosher to do Avaidas Baba, maybe he has to be wearing Big Day Kahuna? Sounds funny. How can it be Avaidas? A Tsar is going to have Bimachim to wear Big Day Kahuna? The Gemara has a tzadam, has to learn it out from a pasuk that he doesn't. What did he need a pasuk for that for? The whole day of Big Day Kahuna is just to provide kahuna. His arm is good. How can it be that the Gemara is a havamina that maybe in order to do avada you have to be wearing a certain uniform? What's the uniform? The uniform is Big Day Kahuna, even though he's a tsar. Gemara has a pasuk that is not true. What do you mean? The whole day of Big Day Kahuna is gabi kahuna. It's not the kuna, it's I'm Eilachu Aksamora, God will be there.
Why did Moshe be called Lava?
All right, the same type of thing. You see that Moshe Rabbeinu needed a Chalak Lavan, why? He needs some kind of uniform, right? All right, so what would have been the uniform for the Boma? Be the kuna. All right, so now what? What do you mean? That's all Zaris? Here you have the chukud be a chiva big day kuda, even though a tsar is able to do it. So what's the Gemara mean here? It could be that. I'm not saying this is an overwhelming kasha.
But you don't need a kite to do the
avaida by the Gemara. That's what we're asking. Yeah.
Did they have to wear a chalapavit by the
Gemara? No. Where? Who?
By a bomb.
No, they don't have to wear anything.
Moshe did. Why didn't? Why wouldn't?
That was the Mishnah. That was separate din. The Gemara didn't. Not the Pharisee Mikra either. Do I say the Gemara had the Shail by Meshiv Shmeisha? Right, by Shiv Shiv Abiluim.
What did the Bechorim? For nothing.
No, if the Mechayim did it, then what would they have warned, you mean? They would have had Kahuna. We get Kahuna. They would have been Kahanim. But what Lemaisa, where do we learn it out? We learn it out from Mizmacha Bigdeim Aleim Kudasam Aleim. Ain Bigdeim Aleim, Ain Kudasam Aleim, and that's when we know that they're Mechal the Avaida, they don't have begotten. What do you mean? We learn it out from somewhere else if they're Mechusar begotten. How do you know? We learn the following. Minayin, Lishuyayin. How do you know? Kaihadim, Arshosayayin, they drank wine. That if he does the Avaida, he's Mechal of the Avaida where he's drunk. Where it says to be Mechadim, to be Mavdil between Kodesh and Chol. Which means, if he's going to do it with him being intoxicated, he's going to do it. He's going to be mechalolit if he's shuiyayin. What's that to do with us? Mechusar begodim though. Shalom yirachas v'yadayim raglayim minayin. What about this price? How do we know mechusar begodim or even not kiddush? There's no kiddush v'yadayim raglayim. Talmud leimar chukachukah l'gzera shava. We learn it out for l'gzera shava from shuiyayin. The first brisa that we brought to us, Mizmat Shemigdeyem Aleyem Kudasam Aleyem, Ein Migdeyem Aleyem Ein Kudasam Aleyem. Now we're learning it out from Xerah Shava, that the Xerah Shava of Chukah Chukah from Shuyayin tells us that just like over there he's Makalit, over here also we learn out from Chukah Chukah that he's, if he doesn't have Migdey Kahuna, he's Makalit. That's true. But maybe it only applies where Azar, those Avaidas that Azar is Chayim Aleh Amisa. Because after all, where are you getting it from? From the Chukah Chukah of Shuyayin. And therefore, where it says the Chayim Misa. When is Azar Chayim Misa? Only by Avaida Tama, by the big four. Not, I shouldn't say the big four. It doesn't mean, not the regular big four that we talk about. But it refers to Zrika, Haktara, Nisach Habayim, Nisach Habayim, and Nisayayim. That's where it refers to. It has to be an Avaida Tama. And where it's going to be, Chayim Misa. Rashi over here tells us, let's take a look at the Rashi a minute. Imei Hasam. Everybody see the Rashi? Yeah, see the Rashi. Imei Hasam b'shuiyayin. I might have found him in the Michli Avayna. The Mechusar begadim. V'avayna she'ezar chayim ala misa. Why? Can exin b'ahu kra? Because what does it say in that pasuk? Can exin b'ahu kra? V'vayachem alay al bayit. But Laisa Musu, Ba'avayda she Yeshbachi and Misa for Psulim, Akasa Bidaber. What Chayim Misa for what? Ba'avayda where it's Chayim Misa. What Pasuk of again we talking about? We're saying Ba'avayda she Hazar Chayim Alaha Misa, Kedixin Ba'ahu Kra.
This
pasuk,
the chayyim, the
chayyim
they were living
up
to
the yeah, that you have. Yeah, but vayachem alayhom mayid, the lais abusu, right? Vayde sheyesh machiyem misa lepsula b'kasa b'daber. When it's referring over there to the things that by psulim they're going to be chayyim misa, that's where the chukah would apply. Okay, so let's say he would be, let's say Zohar would do kabbalas adam. He does Kabbal Sadam. What is the din if his Zohar does Kabbal Sadam? The Avodah is Pasul. True, but it's a Chayav Misa. The Zohar will do Halacha Sadam to the Mizbeah. Not the Avodah is Pasul. The Avodah is no good. You gotta make it, bring a new carbon. The Dam is Pasul. But then again, he's not Chayav Misa. But it's not the Avodah Tama. He does this Rika, then it's a different story. He does the Akhtara, different story. But if he does Kabbalah, so how do you know over there that it's going to be, to go to Paso, it's going to be Mechal the Avayda? Amal Avayda, she ain't zor chayma lehamisa. Maybe yeh malah, maybe it's not Mechal the Avayda. Kabash malad, and kabash malad. Ashkab achusar begadim. Okay, very good. That's the din of Mechusar Begadim. And that's why you need both. We have two drushes. And then we have the Gzera Shavah of Chukah Chukah. Shuyayim Minolon. Now, how do you know Shuyayim? What will happen by Shuyayim? What about Shuyayim? Where? It sounds like we're going in circles, right? No, but we're not. Shuyayin, how do you know by Shuyayin that he's Mechal of the Avayda? By those things that it's not Mechal of the Avayda. By those things that it's not the Avayda Tav. How do you know by Shuyayin where it's not a Chiyin, where there's not going to be a Chiyin Mises?
Huh? Do Kabbalah.
Kabbalah. Say the Kabbalah. Say Ryan. Let's see the Rashi here also. Ashkab Mechusar Begadim. See the Rashi? Ashkechad Mechusar Begadim. See the Rashi in the end. We find Mechusar Begadim Mechal Ha'avaydis. Shuyayin Minala. How do you know by Shuyayin? The Pasli Avayda. She'ein hazar chayim aleha misa. What about, how do you know over there, where it's referring to the chayim misa, that a zar is going to be having? How do you know that she'ayin is going to be b'chal al-avayda? But where a zar is not going to be chayim misa like my Kabbalah? How do you know he's b'chal al-avayda by she'ayin if he did a Kabbalah? So there, Gemara says, followed. The other way, it's a two-way street over here. Hachcha mechusar begadim shayayim in olam. Asya chuka chuka, the mechusar begadim. You learn it back and forth. What you need to do is, you learn it back and forth. You learn it back from mechusar begadim. Well, Tana, what do you mean? But the Tana learned down, how do you know that it's true by shayayim?
I don't think you just had that.
Yeah. I want to know that we learned out of the Havlamed and Kodesh of Enachol. That's true. Mikame, the Lake of Zerah Shava. That's only if you didn't have the Zerah Shava. And now that we have the Zerah Shava, Chukah, Chukah, they need a Chanami. It obviates the whole need for that Russia.
Wow.
Vatana Mechusar Begadim. Hulika Yala Mishnui Yayin. Yeah, but the Tana said, the Tana before said, where do you know Mechusar Begadim from? It says you learned that from Shuyayin. No. What it means is, Minayin Shalom Nechleku. All it means is, the Tana did not mean that you learned everything else from Shuyayin. He means that we're not Mechalik Mechusar Begadim Shuyayin Shalom Rachat Yadayim Raglayim. The whole thing is all one big mishmash. They're all the same. That all of them are the same. Not that you learn one out directly, not from the other. How do you know that we lump all of them together, all the three? Allah Abdel Salafi Ha'emis. If you have everything learned out from the chukka chukka, Lamaisa, the bottom line is, how do you know? What do you do from the Havdil? What's that for? In the end, it's superfluous to have that now. He came and he said, He wasn't Mokar Ater to go and Paskin Shilas. He didn't go and Paskin Shilas. But Mokai, where he was imbibed. And therefore, and that's what we learned out, Lahabdil. Akati Mehocha Nafka Mehosam Nafka. So very good. You learned out something else though. We learned out Kayin Vinasla Bidiara Akayan Mikihuno Lime Al Kayin Godl. Shall love Ash Big Day Kayin Haggit the Ovad Aminasam Sula. Lime Al Kayin Godl, who were the word of Bigodim of a Kayin Haggit, the Avinus Pasal.
What about the other way?
Yeah, the other way also. Wait. He may hustle Ava Amina Hani Mili Avaida the Akva Kapara, maybe. Aval Avaida, the Loima Akva Kapara. Lo, maybe I would say over there, it's not Makalel. Yakati Mehocha Nafka, Mehusam Nafka. The Yarcha, when we learn from here, the Yarcha Bide Aaron, Akaina Beside San Sachim, Akaina Mikihunan. You learned out here that what? Because the Kayin Hanyit, Shalom Ashbik de Kayin Gondol, the Yavan Avidos Absula. Here's the other way. Yitur Begodim. Gogar is there, but it's going to be puzzle. He may hustle Bava Amina, Hadi Mili Chisur. Yeah, it must be. Maybe the whole thing is only where it's Bechusur Begodim. Not where it's Yitur, but Yitur Lo, Kamash Malon, that the din of Rebuy Begodim or Chisur Begodim, Lives Aiming Day of Aleim, they're all of Psul Zaris. Let's assume that that's what the gather of the Psul is. We have a big shayla over here also, of course I should mention, in a case where we have a big deal in how to learn the Rambams, by Shuyi Yayin, a Shuyi Yayin that's going to be Chayim Misa, does that apply also only where it's an Avayda Taba? What?
It's a Vishnu Melech, Rabbi.
That's the Mishnah Melech. This, we have a Mishnah Melech. That's Avram Kiveger. We have the Mishnah Melech, Avram Kiveger. Big Machloikis.
Kiveger does it from a Tysus over here. Kiveger has a problem with the Tysus.
Kiveger says that he's masking to the Mishnah. He assumes for a Dover Pasha to Mishnah Melech. Although the Rambam, when the Rambam brings it, it's an interesting thing. He brings the din of a Vayda Tama. He mentions Kirishadai Baraglayim. He mentions the Tulzaris, all the other things, and he leaves out Shtuyi Yayin. It's going to puzzle the Avaida. Avada, he puzzles the Avaida, that, yeah. But what about the Chiyam Misa? The Chiyam Misa applies, but Makkaim, where it's an Avaida Tava by Shtuyi Yayin also? You need that or not? There's a glaring omission. You know, where it's in the B.S. of English,
Perik Tess Halacha Yud.
Perik Tess Halacha Yud. Maybe you can read just Perik Tess to read it. He leaves out, there's a glaring omission there. He leaves out Shuyayin.
Yeah. It says Hatome Ubal Mum. Tome.
Balmom,
why Rachot Shadayim Baraglayim? Sheshim Shubim Mikdash. That's it. Those three. Enam Chayovim El Avodah Shazachayim Lemisa.
From the Pashto of the Rambam, it would seem to be that he's going to be going even without that. And we have the that's why there are those who hold that way. The Shar Melech says that you need that the Merkevis HaMishnah. It's not like that. The Merkevisat Mishnah says, you're going to be Chai Misa by Shuyi Yayin, even if it's not an Aveda Tama. Not like the Mishnah Melech Adram Kiveger. Not like the Mishnah Adram Kiveger. He says it's going to be a Din by Say by Kabbalah also the same thing. Shar Melech, from Kiveger, and Mishnah Melech, Merkevisat Mishnah leaves it out. Mashmel over there, that's just going to be the Shechiyah. That's A. Second of all, the Din by Shuyi Yayin, the way the Rambam learns that he argues with the Ramban. And that is, it's true that the Chiyam Misa is one thing. But what about if he goes in without doing Avaida, Shuyi Yayin? What's the Isser of Shuyi Yayin? Is it Isser of Avaida, or it's an Isser of Kenisa? The Vayachem. The Vayachem itself is us, even without Avayda, according to the Rambam. Rambam also, you go from the Bach to the Bach of Abizbeach, even if you didn't do Avayda, you're over a lab that's going to be here in Malchus. On the other hand, the Rabban, the Rabban argues, and the Rambam holds that the whole din by Shri Yayin is also only when you do Avayda. If you're merely going to make a Nisar Knesa, it's going to be a Drabbanan, it's not going to be a Deraisa. And the Dinam of Shri Yayin, these are the Dinam that we have. What? Time. Okay. I've been talking about it over here that tomorrow night, Mitzvah Shem, so it gives us less to do.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.